What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Did you guys love that kind of racing or what? New Hampshire recap coming up next. Three wide, about to begin right now. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of Free Wide, the NASCAR podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. Free Wide with EG3 Capable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series. My name is EG3. Of course, that is me, Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast. Joining me, as usually, silently, behind the glass, doing his thing, playing that music, Big D. This is Monday night post-race reaction, New Hampshire. We waited out the rain, and those fans, we all got rewarded for another epic battle, epic finish between the big three, Harvick, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, scoring career best victory in a year, 6th victory yesterday afternoon up north in an epic battle with Kyle Busch, the bull. You don't get the horns. Wow, that was something right there. We're going to dive into that in this podcast, obviously. And we talked about the trucks last week. They raced last Wednesday night in another beaten, banging finish. We recapped that last week. We'll do a quick recap of that as well. And we got, of course, our EG3 Radio Rant. So much more on the back end of this podcast, including crossover. That is right. You want to stay tuned for the end of this episode to find out what I'm going to be doing here this week. This is such a big deal. A jam-packed week that I got going on podcast-wise. Let's just dive on into this post-race reaction New Hampshire episode. Of course, beginning with Eldora, of course. I talked about a lot with the stage break last week with them racing midweek in Eldora, and it did not disappoint at all. Chase Briscoe, Grant Enfinger going down to the line in overtime. Chase Briscoe, of course, getting to the line first over Grant Enfinger, beating and banging to the finish. Briscoe, of course, last year raced full time with Brad Keselowski Racing. While they're in the truck series, of course, that is non-existent now. Shut its doors down due to wanting to do something else. But Briscoe winning and dominating Homestead last November. And it comes back in the trucks with Thor Sport Racing. Thor Sport Racing had 4 trucks last Wednesday night. And really, overall, they had a great night. Capping Chase Briscoe with the victory over Grant Enfinger, the truck series regular there. Enfinger probably missed out an opportunity to grab 5 crucial playoff points there, but Briscoe jumps in and takes it away with the victory there on that. And that means we're transitioning now to what we saw this past weekend, yesterday and Saturday, with both the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series race in Loudoun, New Hampshire. And guys, this did not disappoint. We saw some tremendous racing this weekend. My goodness. Saturday, we're going to start with Saturday. Brad Keselowski, the only Cup driver, I believe, was in this field. And you remember Kyle Larson being late to pre-race festivities last week in Kentucky? Well, Brad Keselowski, well, I guess he had an excuse, was late the pre-race due to trying to figure out his cup car for a Sunday, and we'll touch on Keselowski with that later on as we dive on more into this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the 3 Wide with EG3 Podcast. Eddie Grant III here with you guys, just getting started with the Xfinity Series recap. Christopher Bell, boy oh boy, after knocking off Kyle Busch and Daniel Hemric last week, he gets another one. Christopher Bell starting to rise up here. Most of the NASCAR world probably pick Christopher Bell because of the talent, obviously, and it doesn't hurt to be on a team that knows how to win races and championships in Joe Gibbs Racing. The talented Bell had to hold off Brad Keselowski, took down Kyle Busch last week, and takes down Brad as well. But it wasn't without a dogfight as well in this battle between the two. Keselowski all over Bell, and then the second to the last lap, all coming off of turn two, looked like Big D. We saw this, that Keselowski was really all over his, he was all over his ass, and then lost it, got a little loose off of turn two, I believe. Lost a ton of time, either turn two or turn four. I think it was turn two, turn number two. He got off a little loose, and he lost a ton of time. And Christopher Bell did not make his mistake. And that was a difference for Bell, bringing home win number three of the season. And not only that, JGR took it to Brad Keselowski. That, when I say that, Christopher Bell held his ground, and the show, we're going to call this guy the show, Ryan Preece, he made this thing look 10 times more exciting than originally planned, because Brad Keselowski, from what everybody was talking about, had the car to beat in this Xfinity Series race, this Lakes Region 200, and he, Ryan Preece, put on a hell of a show, and this is going to be referred to a couple of times on tonight's episode, the Preece line. That means, folks, for those of you who don't even know or missed out on this weekend's race, the NBC commentators, or actually yesterday, Dale Jr. during the Cup broadcast nicknamed this the Preece line, because Ryan Preece restarted like probably like 100 times down there on the bottom. The preferred groove was on the top with this PB&J one stuff, whatever you want to call it, and we got a little nickname for me, Big D. We came up, or I actually came up with this. He's laughing back there on behind the glass, but I came up with it. I'll get dive into it here momentarily. But the PB&J one stuff, they're trying to get both grooves to work, obviously, and the track obviously was going to change when this stuff was going to wear out. The preferred groove was the top side, but every restart, we saw Ryan Preece up all over somebody, whether it was Keselowski, Elliott, Sadler, or whoever was up front. Ryan Preece was in indeed attack mode. He don't even care who's in the field. And that's why Preece, he has a bulldog mentality behind this wheel, and that's what has got him to this far. Obviously, it was this race right here a year ago that put his name out in the market, NASCAR market, and it landed him even more races this year. And he's already won this year, obviously, one of the Dash for Cash races up in Bristol. And this guy, obviously, prior to this race, Preece, he raced in the late modified race, which saw its great finish. Also, Ryan Newman had a comment on that, probably the same exact comment like Kyle Busch had said up in Chicagoland. And I'm going to touch on Ryan Newman here also on tonight's episode. But Ryan Preece all over that. He made it work a few times. Took the lead momentarily and then kind of lost it. But Ryan Preece, he was indeed in tack mode. And that's what you got to do against these cup guys. One or two guys who decided to jump in the field. And Preece was not intimidated at all. He was up on that wheel digging for all it's worth, and he put on a heck of a show on Saturday. That was a lot of fun to watch, and definitely that battle between Keselowski and Bell, that was something to watch also. The last less than 20 laps to go after Jeremy Kmetz brain fart there with trying to decide whether to go into pit road or not, basically head on to this one of the sand barrels there. Kudos to the track, to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for getting quick cleanup there so we can have a great finish, which we definitely had there. The last 17, 18 laps of that race, that was some exciting racing down to the wire there. Bell holding down the fort, getting the checkered flag over Keselowski, and Christopher Bell taking a little page from Ryan Blaney, giving it to a young fan after his incredible win at New Hampshire. This is the 3-wide with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, here with you guys tonight. Here with you guys with post-race reaction. Yes, it is Monday night, July 23rd, recording this podcast. And as usual, it will be up in the morning. I have a busy schedule podcast-wise this week. I'm going to get to that to cap off the end of the podcast. You want to stay tuned for that. This is going to be a fun week, folks. But yes, the show. Priest did a wonderful job. Stage winners. Christopher Bell won stage one. Keselowski winning stage two. The stage one getting the points. Bell, your stage winner. Of course, the 18, Priest. John Hunter, the 21 of Hemric. Brandon Jones, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, the 2 of Matt Tiff, who had a great run, and then the 1 of Elliott Saller in Stage 2. I talked about Keselowski winning that stage, Daniel Hemric getting stage points there, Priest, Brandon Jones, John Hunter, Austin Cindric getting some points in the 7th slot, then in the 20, Christopher Bell, Ryan C. getting some crucial points there. He has still have got some ground to make up, even with Ross Chastain having issues in this race. Ross Chastain probably gained a point or two. We're taking a look at the cutoff line. It was going to be a disaster for Ross Chastain, but Michael Annette, Ross Chastain could not get any farther than they were in the race, which Chastain is safe right now with a pretty good, still good-sized cushion. And Matt Tiff rounded out stage two finishers there. Your top 10, Christopher Bell leading the last 17 laps en route to win number 3 and stacking up those playoff points. One stage one and ended up getting the win, getting 6 playoff points and in back-to-back wins heading in to Iowa on Saturday for the Xfinity Series. Excuse me. Brad Keselowski, Ryan Preece, John Hunter, Matt Tiff. Your top 5. Matt Tiff turning into a good performance there. Then in the 6th spot, Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier, 7th. Elliott Saller, 8th. Cole Custer, 9th. Austin Dillon. Kind of forgot about him there running in the Xfinity Series. He somehow popped up and turned in the top 10 performance there. We take a look, ladies and gentlemen, at the standings right now in the Xfinity Series. And, well, we'll start with the regular, quote-unquote, regular season standings. And, boy, oh, boy, folks, we got ourselves a tight battle going to Iowa this weekend. The Trucks in the Cup Series will do battle in the Tricky Triangle this upcoming weekend. Daniel Hemric, your new points leader for Richard Childress Racing, plus 6 on the surging Christopher Bell. Elliott Saller, not that far back. He's only a point behind Bell, 7 back. Cole Custer, this is a 4-driver battle now. Cole Custer, the consistency continues without that loose victory. He and Daniel Hemric. Hemric does not have a win this year. Neither does Cole Custer, but still, when you combine the 4 top spots, 13 points separate them. Top 4. Hemric, Bell, Saller, Custer up there, and Justin Allgaier, next guy, 48 behind Hemric. And, oh, by the way, the last time the series in Iowa, Justin Allgaier put on a clinic on the Xfinity Series field, sweeping both stages and the win there. And he'll look to sweep this weekend at Iowa. And boy, they're gonna need those. He's gonna need those points, because right now, speaking of that, we're turning our attention to the playoff points now. Christopher Bell, now 18 playoff points and in command. If the playoffs were to start today, 18 points there. Then you have Justin Allgaier, 10 back of him with 8 playoff points. Tyler Reddick, 6. Daniel Hemric has at least 2 playoff points with a couple stage wins this year. Elliot Sadler, 4 playoff points. And Brandon Jones has 1 playoff point there. But the first one, Xfinity Series driver without a win, that's Cole Custer ahead of Brandon Jones himself. Not too far there. Actually, excuse me, that's Daniel Hemric. What I'm talking about. Hemric, obviously, the first one without a win there. And then Sadler, then Custer, and then Brandon Jones in that spot right there. So, folks, we got ourselves an entertaining battle going to the U.S. Circular, or excuse me, U.S. Cellular 250 presented by the Ramson Group coming on Saturday. Coverage beginning at 5 Eastern Time. That means 4 o'clock Central start right here for the listening states of Texas, Oklahoma, right here in the middle of Kansas, Manhattan, Little Apple, Kansas, and so forth. And West Coast, you living out there, y'all know what it is. Y'all can figure it out. Y'all sells. I say it every week on this podcast. U.S. Cellular 250 NBCSN has coverage from Iowa. MRN will be going out there as well to cover the race out there. So a four-driver battle going to Iowa. Man, things are getting heated up. The summer is getting late in the summer a little bit. And the regular season battle is heating up. That crucial win in the regular season standings, that champion getting that 15 playoff points, that is big. And if Bell gets it, that's going to be big. But also now Daniel Hemric, also without that win this year, so far he's going to need some points as well. My oh my, the Xfinity Series, the front four setting the pace here headed to Iowa Speedway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, folks, Big D, we're going to take our first intermission break right here on post-race reaction edition of the podcast. When we return, we're going to get down and dirty with the Cup Series, baby. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, the Big Three, continues their hold on a Monster Energy Cup Series. You're listening to 3Y with EG3. We're back after this. With EG3 continues 3Wide, the NASCAR podcast. Eddie Gritter III chilling with y'all on this Monday night Monster Energy Xfinity Camping World. Three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. New Hampshire, before I get to that, the Truck Series joins the Cup Series this weekend with the Gander Outdoors 150. Covers beginning, and it's still, I don't know. If this says this on, this is on NASCAR.com. I'm looking at this saying it's 9 o'clock p.m. Are you kidding me? That's kind of, Pocono don't have no lights, so I don't know what time it is, but we'll get a later time with our special guest this later this week. I have more on that on the end of the show. I'm excited for that. Gainer Outdoors 150 going down. FS1 has coverage. MRN doing its thing on the radio. New Hampshire, here we go. Yesterday, We had to wait out the rain yesterday, and of course the start got moved up due to the weather, and then we had to sit and wait it out for a while, and then we did not get this thing started until, at least here in Central Time, 3:15 Central Time. And man, oh man, did we see some racing, especially after the first stage. Things started to heat up big time with the cup race over up there yesterday. The finish did not disappoint, but we had some epic battles, including Chase Elliott up in here getting the job done, and then also Eric Almirola. But of course, yes, you look back at this race, Kurt Busch won the pole here. I'm looking for my sheet here. There we go. So Kurt Busch started on the pole for this race. Martin Truex Jr., your Kentucky winner, outside the front row, and Kurt Busch jumped out to a lead, and then Martin Truex Jr. We had a competition caution there, and then Lennox, before the caution actually came out, the competition caution came out. Lennon Castle's weekend went to bad to worse. Wrecked in the final practice and then crashed the backup car. Like it actually really mattered, because that backup looked awfully bad. And Castle, unfortunately, had to retire out of this race. You set up the second caution, and then Allmendinger tacks the wall, cuts a tire or from contact, from what he said in his press, from his post-race conference, or I should say his interview with NBC. He said Ryan Newman made contact with him. No surprise there, racing in the back for that. And even before the race there, in the 13, Ty Dillon had a water bottle rattling around. That was kind of weird there. So Ty Dillon had to jump down pit road to get that all figured out before the race even started. But my goodness, Martin Truex Jr. checks out to win stage one there. And then stage two, this race kind of started to have a change right at towards the end of stage two. The Hendrick Motorsports Camp. Even before this, going back to stage one, folks, the strategy by a couple of drivers, most notably Stenhouse and Jimmy Johnson, pitted. And then when the competition caution came out, they stayed out while everybody else took tires. They got ran down quick, but we saw some movement there by the 7-8 on the 48. And then, of course, Truex went on and went stage one of this race. But Chase Elliott, he was horrible in final practice. And to his comments yesterday, it came a shock that he finished in the top five. But Chase Elliott was rolling. He rolled past Martin Truex Jr. in green flag conditions, to the delight of the New Hampshire faithful. Big time cheers there, I assume, doing the reaction from the camera of NBCSN. Everybody on their feet there. Chase Elliott getting his first stage win of 2018. Who would be saying that, especially after the playoff run he had a year ago? Chase Elliott, hometown man, Georgia boy, my Georgia man, getting it done with stage number two win there, and probably a threat to win this race, one would think, but out comes out of nowhere, really. And I called this out on tape. I have it on tape, have it on episodes. Go check it out, all the recent episodes from last week. I said it on the preview show. What driver did I say big deal on the show last week? On Saturday, that he was going to have a big, good run. I didn't even say he was going to lead laps. I said he's going to have a good run and have an opportunity to have a great run. Yep, hold that sign up. Eric Almirola. Yes, Eric Almirola showing out, hawking down the leaders. Not only that, passing teammate Kurt Busch. Boy, he had probably, and I probably side with Eric on this, and probably Harvick, because Harvick also said this in his post release with the media yesterday, Eric Almirola had the car to beat. He just turned the wick on in the second stage from there on, led Kurt Busch, hawked down Kurt Busch to take the lead. And boy, oh boy, it was looking like we're going to have Almirola finally get that win and break that long-ass losing streak. But another tide changed on that. Thank you for tuning in to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. EG3, that is me speaking to y'all as usual for every week. Eddie Gritter 30 with the guys tonight for this post-race reaction episode. But yes, Eric Almirola, turn it on. And remember, this guy, he led laps at Chicago. He was fast. One stage, one out there, and he looked like he was going to be in contention for a win there until loose wheels, not once but twice, cost him an opportunity probably to contend for that win up in Chicago. And in here, no question, a teammate and Clint Boyer, and there was instances here, even before Clint Boyer smacked the wall, during the only green flag runs, the only green flag pit stops of the afternoon came where Stenhouse apparently drilled the wall, and that killed, once again, Stenhouse's opportunity to try to close on Bowman. And once again, after that the Daytona adventure, that mess that he put on at Daytona, smacked the wall hard. Stenhouse, fortunately, there was no caution out for that. And then turn around, laps later, I believe it was during another green flag set of pit stops, that Boyer tagged the wall, which brought out the caution. And from what I've been reading, I haven't read that much today. I've been over and seeing, and then even before hopping on recording this podcast, did a little bit of reading. And the trend, Big D, is that Clint Boyer cost Eric Almirola the victory yesterday. And oh boy, Clint Boyer, no stranger to these conspiracies, especially going back. We don't have to go back too far. I ain't going to dive into that. We all know what happened with Boyer the last time he did that. But this, under circumstances, though, under racing conditions, though, Boyer tagged the wall, or not tagged the wall, but had issues or something, and did not refuse to go down pit road. And of course, Boyer got hit with a penalty, pitting outside the box there. So there was that entire issue with that. And then not only that, had it more issues develop and refused to go down pit road. Almirola was leading at this time. Caution comes out and changes everything. And the big three, what we talked about, what everybody's been talking about, it's nice, a little bit of refreshing to talk about some other drivers besides the big three. But Chase Elliott had a hell of a run yesterday. Led laps, winning stage two. Almirola, this guy was looking like he was really going to win this race until that changed everything in this race. And then the pit stops happened. For the second time in as many races, Almirola's pit crew did not come up big in this one. The final pit stops, which turned out to be the final pit stops of the afternoon, Almirola's pit crew too slow. Kyle Busch, Joe Gibbs Racing, the pit crew gets it done, which sets up a hell of a battle between the 18 and the 4. Mark Truex Jr. was there also, but he had hit wheel hop issues towards the end of this one. There again, how many times we got to say it? 1, 2, 3. Kyle Busch, Harvick, Truex. 1, 2, 3. Kyle Busch was struggling early with the handling of that race car. Somehow got turned around late. Adam Stevens making the chink calls. Harvick and to first to Almirola, but Harvick also had great long run speed, was all over the back of Kyle Busch. And then less than 10 laps to go, somewhere in there with 5 to go, where Harvick puts the move. And it looked like a couple of times before that, though, he was letting Rowdy know that he was there behind him, all over his ass, behind him. And then here comes the classic bump and run move. And oh yeah, I'm going to have something to say about this back end of the show. But Harvick puts on a move on Kyle Busch, knocks Kyle Busch out of the way, up out of the groove, that PB&J one stuff, that peanut butter and jelly stuff. that is sorry to get a little silly, but that's what I'm going to call it, the peanut butter and jelly move, the groove, moves it out of the way. Harvick checks out, and somebody got on Kyle Busch's radio, said, go after him, go get him, game on, just like that same guy did at Chicagoland, where Kyle Larson knocked out Kyle Busch out of the way, and Kyle Busch eventually was close enough to get to Kyle Larson's rear. That classic finish, epic battle in Chicagoland. Well, this was an epic battle, but there was no retaliation to be had. Harvick scoots away from Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick, Busch Beer, in victory lane, and scoring a career high 6th victory. His career high for a season in victories came 5. Well, he bests that now, and he's past halfway to 10 wins. 6 wins. Unbelievable. You got Busch with 5 now. And not only that, Dale, Harvick retakes the lead in the wins. 6. The Kyle's 5. And Martin Truex Jr.'s 4. Tally that up. 15 wins for the Big 3 this season. Incredible. And it comes at a cost for Eric Almirola. Pit crew cannot get it done. Even with the pit crew changes within that organization, Clint Bowyer, all-star with him, not happy after last week's dismal performance with that pit crew. Well, let's just change it up a little bit with everybody within. So Harvick gets a new pit crew member. Kurt Busch gets a new pit crew member. Almirola gets a pit crew member. Even Bowyer gets a couple of pit crew members and exchanging them with the 34 of Michael McDowell. That's what I read in that piece last week prior to this race right here in New Hampshire. But even with the changes, still cannot come up big in the Foxwoods Resorts Casinos 301 with the changes. And the 10 crew comes up small. The 18 comes up. The big one's in pit row, but the big winner goes to that 4 of Kevin Harvick, the Bulldog, in the Cup Series, regains the reins in the wins column. My goodness, that was a battle there. And Kyle Busch, second place fashion, you know, he said it was fair, but again, he was kind of pouting about it there in the interview right there. So, yeah. All right, I'm going to hold my thoughts there when the EG3 radio rant comes along toward the end of the show. But my goodness, what a race. The fans deserve a shout out there. Ran out the win. It looked like all the reports Monday, Tuesday, looked like it was going to be bad. You know, we're not going to get this race in. So when it's going to be, we're going to have a window. Well, we had a window. Not only that, we had a window to get the race in. Thank you, Mother Nature, for letting the boys race and letting us have another great finish here to the New Hampshire race. Stage 1 winner, Martin Truex Jr., was followed by Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson getting points, and he stacked up his cushion, he and Elliott both. Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Harvick, Bowyer, Logano, and Almirola earned points for that Stage 1, and your Stage 2 winner belonged to Chase Elliott, first of the year, and who will be saying that here as we get late into the season? Chase Elliott getting his first playoff point of the season. Kurt Busch, Martin Truex, Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola, Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson getting big-time stage points, and both Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano there for your Stage 2 point winner, point getters right there. So my, oh my, Jimmy Johnson, you know, not only racing the Barrett, but hanging around there, and he turned out a good performance there in this one. So Hennick Motorsports turned up the wick in this one, led by the determined Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson was nowhere to be found in this race. It's been really the Kyle Larson Chevy show for the Camaros, but not on this day. Chase Elliott coming alive. And Chase Elliott had a great run at Pocono the first time when those boys were up there. So it's going to be interesting to see, can they get it together? It's been inconsistent in my eyes with the Chevy camp here this year. Of course, trying to get more consistency out of that Camaro. But with this, Hendrick needed this. Dale Jr. said it. They needed the worst way possible. Well, they got it with Chase Elliott, ladies and gentlemen. So, but again, it all goes back to the big three. And for the exception of the Erik Jones win at Daytona, it's been a big three show with Kyle Busch winning. And then go back to Truex at Kentucky. And then here, Harvick responds in a big-time way here. So Harvick, in the worst way, after seven races of not getting the victory lane, Harvick ain't responds with a victory. So, you know, these crucial points you're talking about, these 15 playoff points you get for the champ could be big to advancing. Obviously, the playoff points and the Pac-Man continues with the big three, still gobble them up because Truex got a point, playoff point added to it, 26 of the year. And then Harvick getting five more, and he leads the playoff points brigade. We're going to take a look at that on the other side of this final intermission of the break here tonight. Big D, homeboy. We're going to take our final intermission break here on 3Wide when we return to the New Hampshire Post-Race Reaction Podcast, full field rundown, and everything in between. And, of course, the EG3 crossover. You're going to find out what that is coming up when we return. You're listening to 3Wide. With EG3, we're coming back on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, 3Wild EG3 continues. Eddie Gritter III here with you guys tonight. Post-race reaction, New Hampshire style, Camaro Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all the motorsports. Kevin Harvick, the bump and run on Kyle Busch to win Loudon, the Foxwoods Resort Casinos 301 yesterday. And the big three hold on the series continues despite valiant efforts of Chase Elliott and heartbroken Erik Almirola. Full field rundown. Let's get it on, folks, from what took place yesterday. Landon Castle, I talked about in the last segment, dead last. Almirola's rules continue. And like Jeff Burton said, definitely, it's going to go down to Watkins Glen. 36, Clint Bowyer, costing Erik Almirola opportunity to win, 35th, Beecham McCoy, 34th, Blake Jones, 33rd, Brad Keselowski had brake issues late and had to settle for a 32nd place finish. Kyle Weatherman, 31st, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s struggles continue in trying to grasp that last playoff position. He is 30th, David Reagan, 29th, Matt DiBenedetto, 28th, Corey LaJoy, 27th, Michael McDowell, 26th, Ross Chastain finished 25th, Bubba Wallace, 24th, Ty Dillon, 23rd, Daniel Suarez finished 22nd, breaking a string of back-to-back top 10s from last year at this track, Austin Dillon, 21st, Chris Buescher comes home in the 20th position. Kasey Kahne, 19th. Jamie McMurray, 18th. Paul Menard, 17th. Eric Jones finished 16th. Had a struggle. Had a long day for that 20. Matt Kenseth, a decent day. Coming home in the 15th position. William Byron had a nice run, 14th. Everybody had their eggs basket in the basket for Denny Hamlin. Well, last year's winner, still don't have no playoff points. 13th, Kyle Larson, really nowhere to be found all day. 12th, Alex Bowman rallied to finish just outside of the top 10 in 11th. Your top 10, how about the guy that I talked about, the 48, Jimmy Johnson. He had a big day, and not only that, pads on that cushion that he's around that cut line. Jimmy Johnson coming home in the top 10, 10th. Logano, 9th. Kurt Busch, opportunity to win, slipped through the fingers after confusion with Ryan Blaney on pit stops. Kurt Busch led 94 laps, a race high, 94 laps, and finished in 8th spot. Ryan Blaney, he was strong early, rallied from adversity, finished 7th. And how about the Rocket Man, Ryan Newman? Newman is Newman in the 6th spot, Big D. My, oh my, Newman coming up big, but he still has ways to go. He's going to get into playoff contention. He's going to likely need a win. Chase Elliott in the top 5, 5th. Chase Elliott led 23 laps in this one. Martin Truex Jr., Stage 1 winner, 83 laps led in 4th. And back to Chase Elliott, your Stage 2 winner. Truex, the same old, strong early. And then at MIS, when the PB&J is up, faded away, struggling. And he had to deal with wheel hop issues the rest of the afternoon. Somehow, another top 5 in the books for the 78. Eric Almirola in between the big 3. Had an opportunity to win this race. Definitely the fast car, fastest car of the afternoon. But this is a team sport. And once again, the pit crew fails him for the second time in as many races. Almirola. But Almirola, the rise of Almirola continues. The resurrection of Eric Almirola, 3rd, led 42 laps in this race. And then Kyle Busch led 36, runner-up. And, of course, your man of the night, Kevin Harvick, only 12 laps, but led the final 12 laps en route to win number 6. Foxwoods Resort Casinos, 301 full field rundown. Harvick, 6th win of the year right there on Kyle Busch, the famous bump and run on Lauda, the Mile and a Half track. A mile track. I'm so used to saying mile and a half. Not a mile and a half track, but hey, exciting stuff right there from the big 3. Once again, duking it out with Eric Almirola and Chase Elliott and Kurt Busch right there in the mix. Just the 3 wide, New Hampshire, post-race New Hampshire. Eddie Grader hit 3rd. He with the guys tonight. Taking a look at the regular season battle, focusing on the big 3. We'll focus on them before we turn our attention to the playoff position here. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick. Kyle Busch still leads that important number 1 position right now. He's ahead 53 points ahead of Harvick. And then Truex continues to chomp away here. He's just now just over 100 point marker, 104 back. And he's going to a place, obviously, where he's had multiple success. And he's the recent winner at Pocono, the 2-time Pocono winner, 78 MTJ. Only 104 back now. So Kyle Busch would have problems here this upcoming weekend at Pocono. If Truex can have a good run here, this could get even interesting. So we'll see what happens there with them this upcoming weekend. We're only in Monday night, folks. Woo! But anxious to get to the weekend. But now turn around to the playoff points where it matters. Harvick, +2 on Kyle Busch. 32-30 in the playoff range. Kevin Harvick regains that playoff lead when it resets. But don't forget, these drivers who finish in the top 10 also receive playoff points also in this. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But Harvick leads right now. Kyle Busch, Truex, 26, and then the next one, obviously, Clint Bowyer, 10, Logano, Jones, Dillon, they stay the same. Kurt Busch had an opportunity to win a stage, couldn't get it done over Chase. Still has two. Keselowski still has four. Blaney, four as well. Hamlin. And I said no plot points to Denny Hamlin. I'm sorry about that. I apologize for that. I said that last week too. So I'm correcting myself right now. Denny Hamlin, 2 points. Amarola missed out on an opportunity to win. Again, he's been right there in the cusp of breaking through. Still has only one plot point. And Chase Elliott, finally, that elusive plot point. He'll now go to Pocono with an opportunity to build on that momentum that he had yesterday in that race. The next time you'll see the Cup guys is, of course, this upcoming weekend, Pocono weekend. We're headed to the tricky triangle in Big D. That's right, baby. Gander Outdoors are doing double duty, sponsoring both races. The Gander Outdoors 150 Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, and of course, Sunday, Gander Outdoors 400 over the course. That possibility of weather, can't rule that out. Of course, what happened this week, if that happened at Pocono yesterday, this race would have been probably ran today. But if we had that kind of weather this weekend, we could be in for a Monday race. That is for sure. But for right now, it's scheduled obviously to be on Sunday. This Sunday, MRN has coverage of the radio, NBCSN doing it live. Coverage starts 2:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Central Time, and I'm going to just go ahead and say weather permitting, because we're going to get some weird-ass weather up there in the Pocono Mountains. If we got rain, New Hampshire, if that cell system up north still up around, could likely get some weather up there, and possibly with that long track you're going to get, that long pond track, there's no straightaways, the rain, you're going to see rain like that, woo! You're definitely going to see a Monday race, but hopefully we're going to get some decent weather, but you never know. So I'm going to just go ahead and say, for the record, weather permitting, for the Gander Outdoors 400. The last time the boys were up there, Martin Truex Jr. outlasted Kyle Larson to get win number two at Pocono, and he'll look to sweep them races up there. And Truex also did it outdoing Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch. So again, but the surge is on with Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Eric Almirola, and those guys. And Almirola had a top 10 at Pocono the last time also. So, and this is one of the worst racetracks for Eric over there. So definitely, Almirola definitely feeling the momentum, even though he was a little bit down, very disappointed. But things should be looking up for that 10. And for too long, he could be breaking through in victory lane here before the season is up, folks. So there is that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time to get down to business for the famous EG3 Hummer stickers of the week. That is right, folks. And we got the list. Big D, hold that sign up. Let's break it down, baby. Chase Briscoe, Grant Infinger, Logan Norman CV, EG3 Hummer stickers in a truck race from Eldora last week. Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece. And how about this? I'm going to give it to Ryan C. EG3 Hummer stickers in Saturday's Xfinity Series race and the Cup Series race. Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola, Chase Elliott. Should be no surprise. I've been talking about them all night long. EG3 Hummer stickers of the week. So let's break it down one more time. Chase Briscoe, Grant Infinger, Logan Seavey, Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece, Ryan Sieg, Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola, and Chase Elliott all get EG3 stickers this week here on 3Wide for New Hampshire Eldora weekend. We're all the Xfinity Series board, excuse me, the Xfinity Series boys going to the cornfields while the trucks and Cup head up to the Pocono Mountains for some turn three. What turn four action over there? Some other news here. Want to break down here real quick before I do the podcast right here. Before I end with the 3Wide radio rant here. Lewis Hamilton was in the news here yesterday. He won the race, but not before some controversy with this battle, with this run in Formula One here. Had it up here, of course. Lewis Hamilton started 14th and won this and technically, quote unquote, technically won this race in Germany yesterday, but not with controversy. Lewis Hamilton made an equivalent NASCAR violation. We went below the line, and the folks in Formula One said it was illegal, but they had to review it, and apparently they said after not disqualifying Lewis Hamilton for the win, they said they're going to reprimand him. I don't know what the hell that means, Big T. But anyways, Hamilton from the back to the front winning that race over there in Germany. Controversy over there in that regards there. But Lewis Hamilton off the hook there in that regards. Alex Bowman, this upcoming week, it was revealed this week that Bowman will represent the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow, the Eagles scheme. Oh, goodness. This is coming from an Atlanta Falcons fan. He's going to be repping the Eagles this weekend, upcoming weekend, with the Eagles winning last year's Super Bowl, the defending champions. Oh, and this is going to get me, don't get me started. And with the matchup opening night this upcoming week, with the Falcons and Eagles opening up the NFL this year. Woo! I cannot wait, man. Especially what happened last year. Not going to talk about that right now. Don't have enough time for that. But Alex Bowman, though, will rep the Eagles. It looked kind of, to be honest, it looked kind of sweet, though, with the green and all. And he hopes that Eagle scheme is going to get him an opportunity to run in the top 10 and try to get himself into the postseason. And Bubba Wallace, I read this before hopping on, Bubba Wallace was named in the top 50 of most influential athletes in all of sports. Top 50. Way to go, Bubba. That's a way to do it. I don't know exactly where he is in the top 50, but just read the overview of it. I will read it here this week where he is. So Bubba Wallace getting more recognition for that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, of course, Martin Truex Jr. I mentioned I wanted to save it for the post-race podcast. And yes, you guys already know this by now, obviously, was announced Wednesday night during the truck race. Martin Truex Jr. won the Best Driver Award for the ESPYs, Best Driver of 2017. And he's still on a roll right now, trying to repeat as champion, and he's going to have his hands full, but he's been on a roll this year. And Martin Truex Jr., another escalade in that resume for that 78. So congrats to my number one driver, Martin Truex Jr., ESPY, Best Driver of 2017. And this just comes, of course, would believe Lewis Hamilton was a part of this. Joseph Newgarden, Brittany Force was also a part of this as well. Congrats to all the nominees in that category right there. For sure, Truex gets it right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for 3 Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. Yours truly, Eddie Greer III. In Tiger, non-racing news, Tiger Woods. Yeah, man. Big D, we got home from church yesterday, and we couldn't believe it. we couldn't believe that Tiger Woods was in contention. At one point, we didn't watch it, but he was in contention. He soared his way into the contention the day before with a good round, in the 60s or something like, or 65 or 66, shot that, and then was tied for the lead at one point yesterday, all to not execute in the final couple of holes there. But man, Tiger Woods doing it big and making kind of a statement there that he could possibly win another, at least one more major there. I know. Yes, he has all these issues and all that, but Tiger Woods on making amends right there. He definitely made amends this weekend. Attaboy, Tiger Woods. That a way to respond right there to the Chris there by having a good weekend there and coming up finishing tied for 6th right there in U.S. Championships, though. Though a fellow American did win, I believe, Big D. He's shaking his head back there. So, but anyways, though, I just wanted to talk about that. Tiger Woods finishing in the top 10, folks. 6th right there. Tiger roaring, making an impact up there with the U.S. Open Championships right there. Before I get to my rant, folks, You can follow me on Twitter at 3Y underscore Fast Eddie. Again, at 3Y underscore Fast Eddie to follow me on Twitter there as well. I'm leaving Facebook out until I get that situated. But for now, if you want to interested in following me, you can do that there. And, of course, Podcast Central. We got 3Y with EG3, Audio Boom, the usual. Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, your shows from on a daily basis, weekly basis, 3Y with EG3. If you have time, please, please, either not follower, download the podcast, and you will be getting episodes week on a weekly basis as well. If you're on iTunes, if you're a current listener, please spread the word about the EG3 show wherever you're going to listen to the EG3. I almost got around through an episode without saying that, and I did not. 3Y with EG3. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you do have time, please leave a rate and review. It does help us out as well. And of course, the other side, yeah, you're right on cue. Join the movement on 3Y with EG3. The second half of the regular season rolls to the Pocono Mountains this weekend. Tell your friends about 3Y with EG3. All right, time for the 3Y radio rant. Oh man, it's got to go back right away or right off the bat, focusing on Kyle Busch, yeah, and Kevin Harvick. Well, mainly towards Kyle Busch because he got knocked out of the way by the front bumper of Harvick, and Harvick scooted away, and there was no rehabilitation part two with Kyle Busch trying to get back at Harvick, because what we saw at Chicago, we definitely would have saw it if we had had a caution yesterday, which we did not get, and Harvick breathed a sigh of relief, ran away, and Kyle Busch in Kyle Busch fashion was not happy, at least in my opinion, with that move. He said the right thing. But I don't think he was too happy with the move. Again, but he went on to elaborate and say he was hoping to race cleaner with Harvick. Of course, these guys have been battling up front all year long, but the gauntlet was laid down with Harvick, and now we wait to see where Kyle Busch is. The rivalry back. These two have had issues before. Even with that little meeting at Michigan a while back, you know, they were laughing and jiving and all this other stuff. And to me personally, I don't like that kind of stuff. This comes from a competitor, you know. You don't want to be smiling at a competitor's face when you're about to go to do the battle, wherever you're doing, wherever you're playing baseball, football, or racing cars for that matter. I just don't like it. And drivers, you know, happy, dancing around, family and all that. Yes, I get, don't get me wrong, family is good. But hey, you know, you guys 15 minutes away are doing battle on a race, trying to cuss each other out and whatnot, and doing that. So, I don't understand the whole thing, but I'm about focus. I want to beat your brains out, and I want to beat you to check your flag. And that's what we saw here. No niceness here from Harvick. Harvick went after him and got to him, knocked him out of the way, and that's all she wrote, folks. Harvick took it to the bank and gets his wins. That's number 6. This is to be continued, baby, because Kyle Busch was not pleased. And, of course, that famous quote here that I wrote down in my notes here from Kyle Busch, basically saying, how you race is how you get raced. And he definitely did that at Chicago Land with Kyle Larson. When he and Larson failed a slide job, couldn't get clear Kyle Busch, and Kyle Busch went after him, tapped Larson, the back of Larson, all she wrote right there. In that instance, fast forward a few weeks later, Kyle Busch gets the bull to the horns, also knocked out of the way, but there was no getting back at Harvick this time. Harvick ran away from him, and yep, Kyle Busch is going to have to wait another time. Will Pocono be it? We're going to have to find out and see, because the gloves came off right there, and it's only going to get more intense here as we wind down the regular season. These guys have been up front all year long playing nice with one another. It's only going to get more ramped up here as we get closer to the playoffs, baby. So, to be continued between these guys. And, oh, yeah, don't forget the other equivalent in the Big 3, too, Mark Trish Jr. Without those wheel hop problems, he could have been up in that mix battling. But Truex, still banked in another top five for that. But Kyle Busch, sour at the finish with Harvick. To be continued. Pocono coming up, baby. Saturday this weekend can't get soon enough, folks. And all right, Big D's reminding me, yes, the crossover. And now, finally, to wrap up the podcast tonight. Yes, so a busy week for me on the podcast in this week. Of course, wrapping this up. This will be up tomorrow. You guys will be listening to this also, obviously. And then tell you guys, yes, crossover move, the crossover. You know NCIS does their little, does their great crossovers with NCIS Los Angeles, pretty much all the NCIS franchise does a crossover each year. Well, you're going to be hearing me a couple more times this week. Obviously, I will be on the Lap Traffic Podcast, not once, but twice. After this, I'm going to hop on the... I let it slip away again. I'm going to hop on the phone to give my lucky dog and lap down picks on the hotline on that show. If you don't have Lap Traffic podcast to your repertoire, you better do that also, because I'll be on that. And on Thursday, I'll be on hopping on talking with the professor about one of the biggest topics in NASCAR to this point. You're going to have to tune in on Thursday for that. That's going to be an awesome show. That's the first time he is going to be doing that call-in show. So I want to be a part of that also. So I'm getting my crossover on with that. And also big news, 3EG3. We're going to go with the interview this week. So there's no From Pit Road this week, because we're going to have somebody. We're going to have one of the representatives from Pocono on this podcast on Thursday. He writes for the Pocono Record, and I'm going to butcher his last name, but tune in on this. The podcast, the interview will be done on Wednesday night, and it will be posted on Thursday. Stay tuned for that. That I am looking forward to speaking with him. All things NASCAR and getting ready for the Tricky Triangle. Man, I am so excited. This is the first interview since early last year. So excited to have him on the podcast. And this is a trend of a couple interviews in a row here. So three wild EG3, we're getting down to business, baby. So very excited. So I wanted to let you guys know about that now. I'll be hopping on here, the hotline of Lap Traffic here soon, Big D. After this podcast is done, be hopping on for that. So you better listen to me on Lap Traffic Podcast. And listen to that along with the PTM podcast. Also, the Loose Lugs podcast, along with a few others as well throughout the week. Add those to your NASCAR weekly fix. Also, and of course, Wednesdays, our interview with our man from Pocono Record doing that. So we'll be doing recording that Wednesday, and we post it on Thursday, which will lead to Thursday night. I'll be back on the Lap Traffic podcast and be talking with Brandon, the host of that podcast, NASCAR. We talking with him about that for 15 minutes. So definitely, EG3 is going to get his crossover on this weekend. So excited for the rest of the weekend. Of course, Iowa, Pocono, can't get any exciting more than this. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for the Hold on. That's going to wrap it, folks. Let's do it again. That's going to wrap it for 3 Wild EG3 tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into a jam-packed post-race reaction episode. New Hampshire, Big Three continue, despite the efforts of Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, Eric Almirola, the Big Three still come out on top. This week, Kevin Harvick gets it done on Kyle Busch. For Big D behind the glass, thanks for what you do, dog. Thank you for what you do behind the glass each week. Eddie Greer III saying so long for now, and be on the lookout for me this week. I'm going to be on the Lap Traffic podcast twice this week, so be on the lookout for that. And of course, be on the lookout for our interview this week with our Pocono Record man from up north, and I'm leaving his name out, so that will definitely make you want to know. Stay tuned for that, so you want to give that a listen. as well. Eddie Greer III saying thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sticking with me and for listening to another Post Race Reactions Podcast New Hampshire. Congratulations to Chase Briscoe, Christopher Bell, and Kevin Harvick. Your winners this weekend from Eldora in New Hampshire. But right now, Big D, let's close this garage down. We're signing out. Have a good rest of your night. We'll talk to you next time on 3Wide with EG3. We out.